This is like that serious theory. A lot of people, they do a lot of study to know that that Pharaoh who did all this to the Moses is Ramses II or is Cheops. Nonsense! Stories! Remember the beginning of this paragraph, he said, the words are like this, could trick you, and we are talking the sixth language, we tell you the stories, you could interpret it that way. When we say Muhammad did something to moon, what are we talking about? Ever thought of that? I don't talk about this in our Persian language because Iranians are three sensitive to this subject. What does it mean? Anyone has any idea? How we know something? Who is Muhammad to Rumi? You tell me. And the prophets are what? The symbol of prophets. Moon! You're not listening. Moon. Muhammad himself is moon. Remember, he was repeating, he said, Muhammad is moon, and the people around him are like stars. Why Muhammad is moon? All the prophets are the moon. The truth is the sun. Who could look at the sun? No one. Moon will reflect the light. In our light, so you see, the prophet will bring the light of awareness in the darkness of our ignorance. Therefore, we refer to prophet in our stories as a moon. This is not something you could forget. Then what is Enshahab? Shaka. It's not only split. Because your split was physical split. In a party, when there are two different fragments, they divide. What do they do? It's Shabbat. Then what? Oh, it's a lot. You have to work on that next time. I'll try that. Shabbat is a very interesting word. He will do this study, he will bring us a lot of meaning about this in Shabbat. But mainly, yes, it's splitting, dividing. Understanding the division. When you understand the details of something, it's like you took it apart to understand it, right? Here Muhammad will take apart himself with his fingers, with his doings. And it's not, you know what is this? And this is amazing, because Muhammad will do it like this. Remember, with two fingers. You know why? How in our old stories, this represents TV. You see the V? Imagine a T in it here. In our magical stories, when I want to show someone something, I will do this. He will look from here and he will see a different thing. It will happen in the time of Richard II. Merlin will do it. All the magicians will do it. That they will say, don't look at it. Look at it from here. Means I will give you a point of view to look at it that way. With a different point of view, he, Muhammad, will split himself to what? One part is the Muhammad who is riding Gabriel. One part is Muhammad walking. One part is Muhammad receiving the words of God. One part is Muhammad having a good heart. Doing and becoming the deed, both of them. You see, he was talking about being Hamel and Mahmoud. Muhammad will be both. Be Amir and Mahmoud. Muhammad was both. It's like this personal effort and having faith, tawakkul and jahd, that you should be both. But you should start with jahd, not with tawakkul. You have to try. If you broke your leg, don't worry. Because you are not meant to be ruined. The instruments are there. Your deed should be good. How? Exercise. Practice. Store. do not start with this idea or the other or the other or the confusion. Do something. This is the path that we believe in. In this path, if you do something, you will change, you will become the source, you will become the real one. Yes?
Refresh thy faith, not with talk of the tongue, for thou wilt secretly refresh thy desire. So long as desire is fresh.
How did he know that you did that? Refresh yourself with desire. Whatever. Who's saying who? Here, Rumi is talking to us, right? I said, you did that. Not pass from that, so we are doing it. What is it? It's secretly increasing your wishes and temptation. Hawa means the personal interest in that. You do it secretly. Means you talk about goodness, but secretly you don't believe in it. Secretly you want to use it for something else. Because when I say this, you will say yes. Don't say yes. Because when you say yes, it means you agree with me. You cannot agree with me without acting upon it. Start to do something about it. It means I gave you the argument. Don't accept it with your mouth. Do the change in your faith. Here is iman, belief. That state of heart, that feeling safe inside. This is what the belief is in our language. Feeling safe. Safety. Being safe. Amana. Right? Is it? When I tell you all of this, change your belief inside, not only accepting it, because this accepting it will hide. So secretly you're doing wrong. You should believe it in your heart. Change your belief if you don't believe in that Shakur Kamar. As long as your personal interest, your temptation is alive, everything is rotten. Yes?
So long as desire is fresh, faith is not fresh. But is this desire that gate?
No, it's not like that. Definitely not. Because Rumi will say, there is no other lock for this. See how the meaning is different? Is it? This is the lock, is it? There is no other lock. This is the only one. There should be a trick over there, because Rumi is preparing you to give you the only lesson I read about Ta'wil. Ta'wil is something that is a very special subject. Ta'wil, literally, as a users of this language will believe in that, means our interpretation. Right? So he will say, you interpreted some virgin thought. Interpret yourself, not the vicar. See, it doesn't make sense. What is he talking about? First of all, you should know about the word ta'wil. Ta'wil is not interpretation. Ta'wil is finding the priority. It comes from awwal. Ta'wil means, which one do you give priority? Or put your priority in order, or find the priorities. This is ta'wil. We say, when I give you the good word, virgin one, the thought that you don't have, I know I'm giving you this, you interfere with this priority. You want to change the priority of the meanings that one thing will carry. It said that all the words will carry different meanings. You put it in an order that you like it. No, change yourself to like it in the order I make it. do not try to interpret and change the wordings and things like that to make it better for yourself. Change yourself. Change your priority. Because your priority is wrong. How does you know that?